And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Look what comes next. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hey, God has a priority of saying, I don't just want to preach the gospel to every creature, but he said it's important to me that people get saved out of every nation, every language, every kindred, every people, every tongue, every person in the world, yes. But he said it's important to me that every nation is represented, every language is represented. Did you notice that that was emphasized again and again? God said it brings glory to me when there's people from every nation. I don't want it to be restricted to a single race or a single nationality. Hey, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. You see, God wants us to preach the gospel to the world, and he said, I want the gospel to go to every nation. I'm going to tell you something right now, and you may not know this. I've done a lot of traveling, so I know this to be true. There are entire nations where almost virtually the whole nation is going to hell. That's a terrible thought. I mean, it's a sad thing for one person to go to hell, isn't it? I mean, one person that goes to hell, that's a very sad thing. But isn't it sad that a whole nation is going to hell? And we know there are a few people that are saved in every nation. We realize that. But I'm going to tell you something, it's pretty sad to look at a nation and to visit a nation where you say this nation is on its way to hell. I mean, you watch little kids growing up, you just think to yourself, you know, the chances of this person ever getting saved are almost nil. That's a sad thought, isn't it? You see cute little boys and girls playing and you think to yourself, you know, what are the chances that kid is ever going to hear the gospel or be saved? Now, that's something that we may not like to think about. I don't like to think about it. And, you know, I find myself in denial about it many times. You know, and I spent years and years back, and of course, you know, that's where I've been the last couple of weeks, over, you know, traveling throughout Europe, and I was there 9 or 10 years ago doing the same thing, and I haven't been there in between. And boy, I just brought back to my remembrance what's really going on in the world, and it's a very sad thing. And that's what I'm going to preach about this morning. Matthew 24:14, you don't have to turn there, the Bible says, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. But how are we going to get the gospel to every nation? Because that's what Jesus said, our job. He said, go, teach all nations, preach the gospel to every group. How are we going to do it? Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness. They don't even know, he's saying. They being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart? That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. There's no difference, he's saying, between the American, the Hungarian, the German, the Jew, the Greek, the African. He said, hey, there's no difference if they'll just believe on Jesus Christ. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then? How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. I could continue, but I'm not going to, but I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to hear without a preacher. They're not going to believe unless they hear. They're ignorant of the gospel. Isn't that what it said there? It said, hey, we're not preaching the law. We're not preaching works. We're preaching the righteousness of God, which is by faith, the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in my heart, thy heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You say, is it that simple? Yes, it's that simple to be saved. Trust in Christ alone as Savior. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's that simple. Somebody's got to tell people that. Somebody's got to preach it to them. Somebody's got to get these people the gospel. Somebody's got to go to these nations and get them the gospel in order for Jesus Christ's will to be fulfilled. They've got to hear the gospel. John 10:15, you don't have to turn there. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. This is Jesus. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. He's saying they're not in Israel. They're in other nations. They're not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's God's will, my friend, that every nation and tongue and kindred would hear the gospel, and that one day there'd be that great assembly in heaven that we read about in Revelation. One fold, one shepherd of those who believed on Jesus Christ, faith unto salvation.